99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Every single hour we do this, Kelly K.
Okay, so we have to draw attention to, well, this is a feel-good on a couple of different levels.
Okay.
Okay, so this couple have been together for nearly 3 years. Okay?
Gotcha.
So there was a milestone that they decided to celebrate in their relationship. And when you get to any milestone, you know, cake is a good choice.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So this is a story of Ryan and Kaylee. Ryan's 24. The message on the cake says, it took you 3 years. Congratulations.
Okay.
For finally farting. Took her 3 years. She finally felt comfortable enough to fart in front of him.
Oh, so he gave her the cake.
He gave her the cake.
Oh my gosh!
To celebrate that milestone in that their relationship.
I'll tell you what, that is a milestone.
So I guess apparently he dropped this promise on her like a while ago,
mm-hmm.
and she has decided to draw it out this long for dramatic effect, maybe. So he dropped $40 on a cheesecake, and whoever ended up making it, I'm assuming maybe it was Cheesecake Factory. It's in Australia.
Okay.
So I would love to have seen the face on the artiste who is going to have to write that in icing on the cake. Congratulations, took you 3 years. Finally farted.
You know, I feel like we've talked about this before. We've done the show where it's like, hey, who are the pastry chefs listening who have to decorate these cakes, and what are the craziest things you've actually written on cakes before?
Oh, yeah.
Because
they've got stories.
I'm sure, yeah, you've seen some magical things.
Well, and as far as this particular milestone, how long did it take for you and your wife? You've been together for a million years.
Well, I mean, I did a lot of things early on.
Oh, okay.
That could have really, like, ended the relationship. I mean, like, nothing, like, evil.
Right.
But, like,
embarrassing? Maybe.
Accidentally peed on her in
bed.
Yeah,
that would have. That's dicey.
I mean, I wet the bed as an adult. I mean, I've said that on the air before. I wet the bed as an adult, and it happened to be on her. So that was. I mean that could have ruined it right there.
You should have got her a cake for that. Sorry, I peed on you.
Yeah.
You probably should have gotten her that cake. There's still time.
You know what? I probably should.
Swing by on
Costco.
The way home.
Costco does.
Yeah,
them. Made them great cakes.
They would do it.
Or whoever. I can do Plains. I've gotten cakes from them decorated before. A nice Plains cake. Heitzman's Bakery. Yeah, all those. Do me up a nice cake that says, hey, honey, happy Mother. Oh, Mother's Day already passed. Well, it can be in anything.
Yeah, just because cake.
Yeah.
Hey, honey. How many cakes do you need to make? Like, looking back in your...
I need to make a lot.
Okay.
You know, when you reach out to us and you ask for help, you're a part of the family. You know, we care about you. And
we get invested.
That's right. And so we had spoken with Claire last week and was able to get her back on the phone. Hey, Claire.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, so thanks so much for allowing us to get back with you, because a lot of people were invested in your situation. So to recap and tell me if I'm off base here, but when we last spoke, you discovered that your fiance had an Instagram account that you didn't know about. It was like a hidden Instagram account where he was messaging and reacting to different, like, hot Instagram model type accounts with, like, hard eye emojis and, you know, writing comments like hot and sexy on their stories and stuff like that. And you discovered that. And you were,
yeah.
And so you were kind of like, I'm freaking out here. We're getting married. I didn't know about this. Did I get that right?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. You heard everybody. Okay. So just what happened?
Well, so I did hear everybody. But basically I had one of my friends use her fake profile to message him on this fake profile.
Oh, yeah.
Just to, like, you know, see what happened. And
hang on. Does everybody have a fake profile? Am I the only one that doesn't? Like, this is a thing, I guess. Yes?
I think a lot of people do, to, you know, maybe, like, stalk people. They don't want them to know they're stalking or something like that, or just for their close friends, something like that.
All right. Thank you, Claire. All right.
But, you know, like, basically, she was kind of, like, trying to, you know, put something out there for him, and he didn't really take the bait, necessarily.
Okay.
So, at that point, I did approach him, because I was like, okay, he's clearly not taking the bait on this. That's awesome.
Right.
So, I did approach him, and he was just like, oh, my gosh, no, I barely use this account. I made it once for, like, this work thing, blah, blah, blah. And, I mean, like, he doesn't have any updated pictures or anything on there. And, like, you know.
Did it concern you that he was still interacting with some of these or still, you know, using it?
Well, so he told me that he shares this account with one of his other friends. So, I mean, like, it could have been that other guy also, you know?
Okay. So where are you now with your, I mean, is everything fine with your fiance? Are you, where are we right now?
Yeah, I mean, like, he told me when I confronted him, and I don't necessarily want to pick another fight if he's already told me his side.
Okay. I mean, I think that's different than what a lot of people were suggesting, but I hope no other masks that maybe he has on come off and that you discover down the line. I hope all of this now is out in the open and, you know, there's no sneaking around behind anybody's back because, you know, trust is a big thing for relationships. So even though you didn't necessarily do what we all said, I mean, I hope the best for you.
Yeah, I know a lot of people probably won't agree with it, but, you know, I know our relationship, and I just feel like he's telling the truth, so.
All right. You can lead a horse to water. Well, Claire, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
All right.
You said you can lead a horse to water.
I think it went over her head.
It sailed right over her head. I was trying to hold my tongue so bad because I feel as though, and yes, I see all of the texts going in.
Yeah.
That who shares an Instagram account, especially if you're a dude, to just like look at models and comment? And oh, maybe it's the other guy.
Oh, that's way too many just coincidences.
I've just never heard of anybody doing that. I'm sorry. I don't know. The only satisfactory outcome for me, I think, would mm-hmm. have been he needs to close the account.
Yeah, in front of her.
And so then you don't have to worry about that anymore. If he truly understood where she was coming from and her feelings, he'd be
right.
Like, oh, you know what? You're right. This is, I totally see your point. Disrespectful, shutting it down. End of story.
Yeah, I mean, he left it completely open. Like, you're right. Like,
no,
that needed
to
be.
Still going to be creeping.
That needed to be something that was.
Blaming a friend.
Yeah. I mean, that needed to be something that was addressed right there where, you know, when she approaches it with him, he's like, ooh, yeah. And even if he did give her the line that it was a shared account with one of his buddies, then he's like, yeah, you know what? That's probably not cool. Well, I'll get rid of it. And
I can see how you might think that's disrespectful. It's my face on the picture, the profile picture. Yeah, no, I get it. Yes. And I shut it down.
Yeah,
shut it down.
Where's his buddy's face? Why isn't his buddy's face on the picture too?
Uh-huh. I think this buddy, there's enough room on social media for everyone to have their own account.
Okay. All right. So again, we can all as a community try to lay it out in front of you what is happening, but it is up to you to actually hear, comprehend, and then
incorporate
what we say into your life. Now, I'm not even saying what we're saying is 100% true, is bona fide. Like Kelly and I don't have
the right answer.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have degrees in social work or any therapy or anything like that.
Nope.
But
we don't have crystal balls either.
No. So anyways, Claire,
but we have the benefit of not having the emotions involved
right.
So that maybe
seeing it black and white
can see a little bit more clearly what might be going on.
better than you can.
All right. Well, Claire, again, thank you for the update, and we wish you well in your future endeavors with your fiance.
But still keep an eye on that account.
Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. And I highlighted and teased that this could be something I could see Kelly at risk of falling into this trap.
Okay, I'll bite.
So setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without watering and caring for your houseplant for 2 years only to realize it's actually fake, you're doing okay.
I would totally do that.
Yeah.
I would.
Kaylee Wilkes posted on Facebook a picture of her succulent. You know, the succulent plants that really don't take a lot of water. They don't need a lot of water.
And can we be honest in the fact that they kind of look plasticky?
Sure, they do. So she shares a photo of her succulent plant that she's been tending to for 2 years. And
we could run. This thing is great.
And recounted her adventure with this plant in a post on Facebook that has now gotten over 5,000 some shares.
Well, but when you discover it's fake, then yes, you post this.
She says, I feel like these last 2 years have been a lie. my beautiful succulent, which I'm so proud of. And she went on to say that she was a dedicated caretaker, that if someone else tried to water her succulent, she would get so defensive.
Right.
And it was her perfect plant.
Only I know how to perfectly water the succulent.
Yes. And then she said, I pull it from the container and it's sitting on styrofoam with sand glued to the top.
Oh.
I tried my hardest to keep it looking its best and it's completely plastic. And so.
You know what? I think I say she still continued to be proud of that thing because that thing looks exactly the same as the day she got it.
Sure.
That's the whole point, right?
That's right.
That's the whole point. That's a successful plant owner.
So again, this is something literally Kelly would do.
Yeah, I would do that.
No, actually, you'd be like, wow, I haven't watered this plant for so long, and look, it's still
look,
so
it's
green.
So beautiful. Look.
Quite the green thumb.
I'm such a green thumb.
So yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without watering and caring for your house plant for 2 years, only to realize that it's a fake.
You know what this is?
You're doing okay.
This is a life hack.
Yeah.
All fake plants from now on.
There you go.
Right?
Not it.
Just make sure they look real.
Make sure they look real and you're good.
Kudos to the company that made that one. It looked really real.
There you go. That's end of the bar, guys. Something that Kelly just realized because of a nesting bat population.
It's bat mating season.
It's bat mating season.
It's bat mating season. Nest up. Have the babies start a little family.
Now, we've already gone through rutting season, right? For the deer and those type of animals.
I think so.
Is that accurate?
But I was unaware.
Hang on.
We are also in the throes.
How long does bat mating season happen?
Well, I think it's until August.
It says it's in the spring when temperatures are warmer.
Right.
The females do take time to properly care for their offspring. They don't get much time with them at all.
And from what I understand, they're a protected species in the state. So you gotta, like, if you encounter them, you gotta be no touchy.
Bat mating season is upon us.
Yeah, they're going to get testy because they're finding a nice place to nestle up.
Have we ever looked up bat mating?
I don't think we need to. It sounds bat like the stuff of nightmares.
Noise. Oh, bat mating noise.
I have ideas in my mind of what that's
what
going to sound like. And it's not pleasant.
Okay.
What's happening? That looks violent.
Wow! Wow! That is very noisy.
Okay.
And they're just kind of like all over each other.
Very thin branch. How are they still hanging on?
Well, they have wings.
Wow, they are. Yes. Oh. Are they having lover's quarrel? Somebody looks mad. It looks like they're punching each other.
Wow.
What's happening?
Okay, so that is the sound of bats mating.
It's like, I don't know what we just witnessed, but it's like, he was, I'm assuming it was a he, enveloped her with this, and then they separated, and then there was, like, punching. So I don't know if somebody was unhappy with how things went. That's bizarre.
I honestly didn't know, and I didn't have any sort of
knowledge
idea of what I would hear.
Yeah. No, that's pretty accurate as to what I thought we were going to hear. Yeah. Hey.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, there's another couple.
Yeah. Bat mating season is upon us.
We're catching them right before the stuff happens.
So again, if you
look like vampires.
If you come across some bats that are having a moment,
that's freaky. Wait a second.
You leave them be.
Wait a second. I think I missed in the last one. There was one just hanging out, and right next to two that were getting it on.
Yeah,
well, what's happening there too?
You know what? Here's the thing: bats aren't as modest as maybe we think.
Apparently not. Oh wow! Yes, is that what's happening?
Yeah, I think I.
I thought there was like one kind of prepping to make the moves on the one that's hanging, but nope, the one's just hanging while the stuff is going on right next to him.
All right, all right. So
that's a lot.
Listen,
I want to go back in time to where I didn't know it was bat mating season.
Listen, it's bat mating season. So we here as a show want to give you this as a public service for you.
Punching. I don't think they're happy with how that went.
Audrey asks on text, is it just two bats? Well, I think you're hearing more than one, just two bats. But yeah, that's
I don't
the
know.
Sound of...
I don't know. I don't know if there's going to be a second date with that one.
Yeah.
That didn't look like it went well.
Yeah, well, you know. Maybe they don't need a second date.
Okay.
So there you go. The show that cares. You learn. Listen, non-traditional learning is what we do here.
Non-traditional learning, indeed.
Yes.
Little did we know we were trendsetters in the non-traditional learning.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You know, we always say this show is so much more than just laughs, L-A-F-F-S, and education. It's also about science and about learning and about discovery of new things.
And sometimes science and love combine.
Yeah, and that's the case with something that has been discovered in the wild, first seen in 2006. It's a new species of animal that has had to kind of develop because of the changing environment, but it's called the pizzly bear.
So can I guess? Can I guess what this combo is?
Absolutely.
If I had to guess, it's a polar bear and a grizzly bear.
You got it.
Yeah!
First seen in the wild in 2006, it's the polar bear grizzly hybrid, better suited for warmer temperatures. Again, you know, thanks to kind of the changing climate, this has happened. But the pizzly bear has been identified by their off-white coat, elongated schnoz. You know, they are migrating inland, and they... Here's the thing, it's... grizzly bears and polar bears, they have all of a sudden found themselves kind of in the same space because of migration.
They're all like, hey, you kind of cute.
Well,
like, you look a little different, but you look kind of the same. And like, you cute.
Well, you do kind of look cute there. What's your name? And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, all right. We got mating bears. Polar bears and grizzly bears getting it on. So I guess what our question is what
would that magical moment sound like?
Yeah, what would that magical moment sound like? So,
oh God.
Well,
there's a lot of possibilities we could run through.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a pretty extensive knowledge, thanks to the magic of YouTube, of several different animals. And what that sounds like for them.
I think, though, imagine. Listen, if I'm looking at my arsenal between dolphins and mating llamas and mating
probably not
turtles,
the dolphins. Maybe llamas.
I mean, we can
not
listen
turtles.
To that real quick. I mean, maybe. But I'm thinking it's more of a larger animal because the bear and the grizzly bear and the polar bear are large animals. So I'm thinking maybe bison.
Oh, yeah, probably. It's closer.
Yeah, definitely, probably that mating
probably
sounds
to
closer to like a bison. But, you know, a new species of bear has had to adapt thanks to, you know, the changing climate. And it's now
what magic?
The pizzly bear.
I like bears. I think they're cool. I think about bears in the house by the pool. When I'm driving, when I'm eating, when I'm walking with a knife, when I'm hiking, when I'm dancing,
making love to my wife.
Yeah, yep,
there it is.
Really great line in that magical song.
And there you go. That's science here on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So we got a message from TJ. Said, I love listening to the show. Thanks for all the laughs.
Yay.
LOL. My favorite part is the phone tap. I think you all should call my sister who does fundraising for an animal charity out of town. You think you could have some fun with that one?
Yeah, so Amy, they have this Adopt a Wild Animal program. And Robert Hassenpepper is a prospective donor, but is confused at the idea of the Adopt a Wild Animal program. Welcome to your phone tap.
Animal Preservation, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy. The name's Robert Hassenpepper. I'd like to make sure I've reached the right place. You guys do the Adopt a Wild Animal program, right?
Yeah, that's one of the things we do. I'm the donation coordinator here. And we work to protect endangered animals and threatened animals around the world.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Well, I'm a big fan of helping animals, and I have some money to donate.
We like to hear that. That's really generous of you.
Absolutely. I just want to get a little detail on the animals in the Adopt a Wild Animal program that you got.
Sure. Your donation can be aimed at helping certain type of animal, if you like. We have dozens on the list, from elephants to giraffes to manatees and lots more.
All right. Wonderful. I can adopt a different animal each week, right?
Yeah. I guess we could set up some sort of rotation like that.
Perfect. Well, let me ask you this. My daughter has a thing for kangaroos. Can I do something where I adopt a kangaroo?
You sure can. We work with wildlife experts in Australia and Tasmania on keeping the kangaroos safe in their habitat.
So you don't have the kangaroos here in town?
No. They're over in Australia.
All right. Well, my daughter's going to be upset because I promised her a kangaroo.
I'm sorry. You can still adopt a kangaroo. We send you a picture of the kangaroo you're adopting and a stuffed kangaroo, too.
Ah, she's got plenty of the stuffed animals already. Now, you mentioned giraffes, right?
Yes. Giraffes are mostly native to Africa, but you do see them at zoos and wildlife parks here in the U.S.
Okay, so do you deliver it here, or do I need to pick it up?
What?
Because I don't know if I can pick up a giraffe.
Sir?
I do own a trailer, but it's enclosed, and I know giraffes have those long necks and everything, so I don't know if I can, you know, get the giraffe to stick his head out the window or something. I'm not exactly...
Sir, that's not how this works.
I mean, you do have an adopted wild animal program, right?
We do.
Okay, then let's do this. We're going to start with the giraffe. Kids are going to love that. Then what do you think? Maybe like a leopard or a tiger or something? I mean, there's a guy I work with that's been bugging me. I mean, just wait until I come in to work with a tiger.
Wait a minute. You don't actually get to bring the animals home.
Hang on. What do you mean? I adopted my daughter, and I got to bring her home?
Sir, our Adopt a Wild Animal program is what we call a symbolic adoption. You give a certain amount of money to symbolically adopt a wild animal. Then we send you a cute stuffed toy of the animal and an adoption certificate and a tote bag.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
No, then your donation helps these endangered species.
So even if I donate, you know, a lot of money, I can't even get like a penguin?
No.
I promise I'd bring them back.
No, we don't deliver animals to people.
What about platypuses?
Were you even planning to donate? Are you even interested in hearing about our program?
How about if I tell you about my program?
What?
Yeah, my program is called the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show here in Louisville, Kentucky on 99.7 DJX. And we like to call people, you know, and put them on the radio and mess with them a little bit, call it a phone tap.
What? That's what this was? I've heard these.
Yes.
I know you guys. Why didn't I recognize your voice?
That's because I was disguised as Robert Hassenpepper. Sorry, Amy. Yeah, TJ said we should call you and have a little fun with you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I hope you had fun.
I'll tell you, getting those damn animals home is the hardest part.
Well, dang it, what kind of adoption program are you running over there if you're not going to send me a manatee or something?
I know.
Just a penguin?
I got a fish tank. I want a shark. All right, there you go. That is your phone tap.
Kelly, I'm going to play for you two sounds, okay?
Okay.
I want you to tell me if you can identify which one it is, okay?
I always get nervous during your guess the sound games. Get a little nervous.
My spontaneous guess the sound.
Spontaneous guess, like with no warning, spontaneous guess the sound games.
Okay, so can you tell me what animal made this noise?
Oh, here we go. That is what I think it is, right? That's a long animal fart?
Yes. Okay. What animal?
Can I have some choices?
Oh, okay. Is it a deer?
Uh-huh.
Is it a gorilla?
Uh-huh.
Or is it a panda?
Okay. Well, we already covered deer farts on the show, so I'm going to scratch that one out. I'm going to go with gorilla. It sounds pretty girthy.
Ah, yes. Gorilla is correct.
Oh, great.
And thanks to a PBS special and an animatronic gorilla capturing these wonderful moments. We now have these audio sounds.
Wait a second. They made a robot gorilla, sent him into the forest to live with the other gorillas, and they didn't notice? They just welcomed him into the family?
Yeah, and they sang while they ate, and they farted, and just had a good old time. Do you want one more round of guess the sound?
I don't want it, you're going to give it to me anyway, aren't you?
Guess what animal made this noise?
Are we staying with gorilla? Is that more gorilla farts?
Same choices. Gorilla, deer, or panda bear.
That's gorilla.
That is actually a deer.
That's a deer? Wait a second. Deer. Now you're whipping out how many animal farts you have saved in the audio archives? You have a library of animal farts now?
I mean, I've gone dog, I've gone deer, and now today, gorilla.
Okay, wait a second. Let's go back and forth again. Let's compare the gorilla and the deer.
Gorilla?
Yeah. What is he eating that's causing that much gas?
I mean, obviously some flatulent sort of food there. Yeah,
it's salad makes you gassy.
Kind of girthy, hang time, a little bit of wetness there.
Okay, and now the deer.
And the deer. Okay. Wow. It had the wetness factor.
Very similar.
It had a bit of girth, but it didn't have the hang time.
No, it didn't.
That the gorilla had.
Okay. All right. What exactly are we doing on this show right now?
Playing animal farts.
Okay.
I mean, it's nature, my friends.
Oh, my God.
It's nature.
Oh, my God. When I thought about how my life was going to turn out, never in my wildest dreams.
Okay.
Never.
Do you want me to roll with dog now? Because I got those.
Oh, you got... Oh, wow.
If we wanted to stay in the animal fart kingdom.
Okay.
All right.
Look
at our life. Look at our choices.
You don't have any more, right?
Now, right now, I have a small but growing collection of animal fart noises. Gorilla, deer, and dog. All I have.
So. It's tiny but violent.
So there you go. That is your guess the animal that made this sound game.
Okay.
Kelly was 1 for 2.
Oh, great.
I put a poll up on Twitter because...
No, sir. Seriously. We're coming back to that. We're circling back to... Oh, my God.
The Triceratops versus the shark. This is what I saw in the clouds on the way in to work yesterday. And I'm not going to say it was the lack of sleep that allowed me to see it.
1,000%.
It was right there in the sky. And I was just sitting there watching it from about Cannon's Lane all the way maybe even to Melwood.
While you're driving. Safety first, kids.
That's right.
Hands don't do that.
Four
hands
and two.
10 and 2.
Okay, so anyways, hypothetically, because I was thinking, okay, they're not dancing because, come on. An idiot. Triceratops and a shark aren't going to dance.
They would not dance. The little fins would be difficult to hold.
Yeah, difficult for sure. Yeah, and horny and stabby and pokey pokey.
No opposable thumbs.
So I was thinking, okay, then they're probably in some sort of battle.
Yeah.
You know, they've waged a battle. So
threw
that up on Twitter.
But there is controversy because people need to know, is this on land? Is this on sea? Because very different outcomes depending on that.
Yeah. And several people highlighted the fact that Triceratops are... not meat eaters. So the shark would win by default.
Oh, because it's all like, well, but see, we're not talking about like trying to eat it.
Well,
we're only just trying to defend
its own life. Maybe it's defending itself and then the stabby stabby from the three little prongy prongs.
Exactly. The stabby stabby from the prongy prongs.
Horns. Yeah. Yes. Triceratops is definitely horny.
Uh-huh.
So the... Don't get me off course, Kelly.
You've got your still off course.
So the poll was, hypothetically, a triceratops and a shark get into a fight, all right?
Okay.
All right. So the internet has spoken.
And what do they think?
Are you ready?
I'm ready for the results.
Are you ready? Okay. All right, hang on.
Oh, wow.
Why are we
giving
so dumb?
A drum roll?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
After the poll has now lived for 24 hours online.
I cannot believe you let it live for 24 hours.
The results of the Triceratops versus the shark.
Who wins?
The winner with 70% of the vote is...
I'm guessing horny, horny, stabby, stabby.
Horny, horny, stabby, stabby. Yeah. Triceratops wins! Triceratops wins! In the epic
dinosaur for the win.
Hypothetical battle
okay.
that waged in the sky yesterday morning on my way into work. So,
how did you feel like it was going to turn out?
I didn't know.
Oh, you didn't have any sort of
opinion?
Guess? No. Opinion on that?
I was
that?
Just like, wow, I wish I could stick around to
it's your vision.
Watch this battle play out.
Yeah. But
alas, I had to come into work and do this show.
You had to put your eyes back on the road, sir!
Yeah, well, you know.
Okay.
Some of us have jobs to do, and we can't just hang around watching...
Watching the sky?
The sky. Triceratops.
The shapes and the clouds.
That's right. Triceratops and a shark battle one another. In the sky.
Okay. Did you get more sleep last night? Because I feel like you should.
I did. Emily checks in and says, all I'm going to say about the vote is that sharks are still around and triceratops are not. Hashtag checkmate.
That's a real good point. Dang. She had to throw extinction up in the triceratops face.
Yeah, you know what? Too soon.
Too soon.
Too soon. Too soon. Okay. Still very touchy all subject. Right. Still very touchy subject.
All I do is win.
Wow. But you know what? Big ups for Team Triceratops.
Team Triceratops right. For the win. Text from Jamie. This is my favorite show ever. Seriously, who can get in their car in the morning and hear horny horn horns and sharky shark sharks battling it out in the sky? I don't know of many shows that you're going to
nowhere else
tune in and hear that.
Nope.
Engaging content. Setting the bar. Small example of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without lighting your mom's she shed on fire because you're mad that you haven't received your stimulus check yet, you're doing okay.
Wait a second. Leave mom's she shed alone. What's happening?
Marvin Jr.
Oh, gosh.
Arrested after he set his mom's she shed on fire because he hadn't received his stimulus check. So... it's unknown whether he just hasn't received it yet or if he wasn't approved for it.
Oh, boy.
Like, that's the unanswered part of this.
Either way, he's creating more things to pay for.
Right.
And that's bad in this situation. Let's hope she's got State Farm.
So, listen.
Does she have State Farm?
He lit the she shed on fire, then escaped in his RV. This story just keeps getting better.
Marvin's on the lam in the RV. And by the way, while mom's she shed was torched in the backyard?
On fire.
Dang
right.
It.
Exactly. So authorities obviously put the she shed out.
That's good.
Yeah. And
was anything able to be saved in the she shed or is it all just a total loss?
Not really sure there.
Should be covered.
Marvin was apprehended.
Oh, good. They caught him. All right.
And booked on several charges, some of which he already had little warrants out.
I'm really hoping that his shady past and his relation to his mom isn't going to ruin her coverage.
You said shady past.
Yeah.
I heard you say something different.
Shady.
Okay. His shady past.
Professional.
Okay, great. Thank you. So again, Marvin, not living life right. You don't light your mom's she shed on fire.
You leave mom's she shed alone.
Yes.
She needs a little oasis of her own, especially in these quarantine times, probably to get away from you, Marvin.
Yeah, Marvin, you ever
sound like
that?
A peach?
So, yeah, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without lighting your mom's she shed on fire because you're mad you haven't received your stimulus check yet, you're doing okay.
And now I need to build a she shed.
Yeah.
Because that sounds fun.
So, with a lot of these graduations, ceremonies, and commencements and all that happening now online and being virtual and everything, and, you know, a lot of the mayors, governors are getting in and reading some of the graduates, right?
Oh, that's cool.
So, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves read out every graduating high school senior's name in a virtual commencement on Facebook Live, right?
Okay.
Well, I tell you what, I'll just play some of it?
Yeah, okay. All right.
A special shout out to the 2020 class.
All right. Starts going down the list.
Christian Andrews.
Okay.
DeCameron McKenzie Mays.
Yeah.
Drew Ure.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan Sini.
Ethan.
Gavin Christopher Davis.
Okay.
Grayson Doss.
Yeah, I mean, so far, I mean, everything's fine, right?
That's probably exciting for them to hear the governor say their name.
Yeah, but then he comes across this name.
Harry Ashcraft.
Oh, my God. Wait a second. Back the truck up. Back it up. Back it up. Did he say
Harry Ashcraft?
Oh, he did.
So did Governor Tate realize what he did?
Did he hesitate?
Harry Ashcraft. Kevin Harris.
Yeah, and he just
move on.
He just continues
just
on.
Through.
He kind of like looks down at the name again. He's like, so later he actually got on Twitter and was like, I actually thought I would read a couple Ben Dovers too.
Oh, good.
So he did acknowledge the fact that
Harry Ashcraft
right
was not an actual student.
Okay.
So they're in Mississippi. Who approved the list before they gave it to them?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if I got to imagine there's probably hundreds of names on that list.
Probably.
And the Facebook Live probably lasted a better part of 15 minutes sitting there just reading names,
did
right?
They just say, hey, go ahead and submit your name. The governor will read it. And then
that's probably what they did.
Yeah. And then someone just grabbed them and nobody read it. Okay.
Hey, Jeff, we're good, right?
Jeff.
Thumbs up. Yep, we're good.
Go ahead.
We're good. Go ahead and read it.
Good to go. We have a green light.
Green light.
All right.
Green light.
Okay.
And you know what? And everything was fine until...
Harry Ashcraft.
Listen, everyone needs to be recognized, right, Kelly?
I mean, Senior Prank Day got canceled, didn't it? I mean, here sure it is. Did. This is how it's showing itself.
That's great.
Senior Prank Day.
So, yeah, there you go.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.